I'm so close. My pussy is so wet. I'm gonna come so hard from masturbating. So close. Oh fuck! How long have you been watching me? You snuck into your little sister's room while she was masturbating, you pervert. Well, you are just standing in the doorway, but the theory is the same. And I did leave the door wide open. No, I could not just shut the door before I started. Don't you understand anything? That's part of the fun of doing it with the door open. Someone might walk by and discover me. Maybe you walk past, or Mum and Dad come up from downstairs. It's a thought about getting discovered that really turns me on. The danger. The fact that what I'm doing is a really bad idea. I'm getting hot just by thinking about it. But you walked in. I was hoping someone would see me, but I wasn't expecting it. It kind of kills the mood when someone actually does see me. The fun is in the being scared of it possibly happening. Not in it actually happening. Or maybe I know that you seeing me is just embarrassing, while Mum and Dad seeing could be potentially life-ending. So if you could just go back to your room and give me some peace and quiet. No, don't shut the door. Have you heard nothing I said? I get off on making stupid decisions sexually, on the danger. Wait, don't go yet. I have an idea. A really, really bad idea. Would you like to fuck your little sister? Yes, it's crazy. That's the point. It's taboo. It's wrong. It would freak out Mum and Dad. And probably scar me horribly. Which are perfect reasons for doing it. I'm starting to get all worked up by thinking about how horribly wrong it could go. So that's my motivation. Yours, if you need one, is that you need to fuck a cute girl. I'm guessing your cock doesn't care that I'm your sister. You're trying too hard not to look at me while actually looking at me. Well, let me drop this sheet and go ahead and get a good look. No looking out of the corner of your eye. Just outright, slack-jawed staring. Maybe if I started masturbating again. There. Now look all you want. This has to be making you hard. So take it out of your pants and masturbate with me. I won't tell. It's not like I can tell you after you saw me doing the same thing. Come closer so you can see me better. No, don't shut the door. Leave it wide open. That's better. But get even closer. Because then I can suck your cock for you while I get off. Now you want me to do it. And I know it's a bad idea, so that should be good enough for both of us. So come on, let me do this for you. What if Mum or Dad walked in on this? We'd be grounded forever. I'd have to see a therapist or something. Yeah, isn't that hot? Enough sucking, more fucking. You know we've got to do it now. Incest is such a terrible idea, and I'm underage. And there's so many reasons why not. So please do it. Can't you see how badly this pussy needs to be fucked right here and now with the door wide open and Mum and Dad downstairs? A condom. That would be a smart idea. But you aren't listening. That would ruin it. Safe sex is boring sex. You can pull out before you come. That's so risky that it would be fun enough, I think. There's still the chance I'll get pregnant off of that, especially if you wait until the last minute. No, don't think. thinking leads to good ideas and not fucking your little sister. Just get on top. You want this. You want my hot little jailbait body, my even hotter pussy. Just get on top of me. Hurry. Mum could be calling us down to dinner at any time. Or Dad could wander up here to get something from their room. Yes, that's it. Get on top of me. We can do something really bad together. Really risky. Really hot. And it starts with you putting your cock into me. But hurry, I can smell the food. Dinner's almost ready. Come on, you can get it in. Don't be nervous. We're just about to fuck your virgin little sister with the door wide open, with Mum and Dad in the room right under this. And I'm probably all kinds of fertile right now. All it would take is one sperm getting into me. Oh, fuck. Getting pregnant would be a complete disaster. So hurry up and fuck me. Fuck. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is so messed up. Maybe they can't hear it anyway. Maybe they won't know why I'm being so loud. Oh, maybe they'll come to see why I'm making so much noise and see us fucking. Oh, God, this is the hottest thing ever. Much better than masturbating here or at school or on the bus. You know what would make it better? You know what would make it hotter? If you came in me. I know I talked about pulling out, but it's far more riskier to come in me. I could still get pregnant if you pull out. It may even be too late, but if you come inside my poor, unprotected pussy, what an indescribably poor but hot decision that would be. No, I don't want to get pregnant, especially by you. But I want there to be the risk, as much risk as possible. Because having your baby would be so incredibly stupid. There'd be no way to hide the fact that I did something from Mum and Dad then. And they'd find out about us. Oh, but not for a while. Not until we'd fucked so many times. Unless they walked in on us later. Maybe you fucking me with a visibly swollen stomach? That would be the worst. Oh, the absolute worst. Do it. Do it. Come in me. Ejaculate in me. Try and get me pregnant. You know how deep down you want to try. At least you want to come in me. So do it. Come in your little sister. Mum, it's exactly what it looks like. Oh, he's fucking me and I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Where did Mum go? She just turned and walked to her room. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Oh, we're so screwed. Do you say we go pay a visit to Mum? Just walk in on her with us naked like this. Because maybe she's freaked out right now. Maybe what she saw made her horny. So, maybe, just maybe, we could seduce her? Doesn't that sound like a completely horrible, terrible idea? Good. Let's go.